Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, sorry.
All right, it's the Aftermess podcast. Big shout to everyone blowing us up on the DMs, loving it. Episode 25. So we got 25 more, then we're doing a big party. We're inviting all listeners to attend, and we're going to do a podcast live with everybody.
Wow.
It's going to be awesome. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Today's show was themed out with aliens. It's storming Area 51 in Nevada, and we didn't know if it was really going to happen. People were going to go out there, and then Gina said that she saw pictures of people fucking out there just trying to really climb the goddamn or go under the fence.
Well, I did. So I was reading an article from a news source, and that's the one who said that someone actually tried to go under the barrier and she got detained. But I did see some pictures floating around of a bunch of people out there. I don't know what the current situation is, but the guards are there too. So it's these really weird pictures of people smiling in alien costumes in front of like someone from the U.S. Armed Forces, like about to wreck your shit, you know?
Are they really out there? Are these just doctored photos to make us think people are out there?
Oh my God, they could be.
Totally, right? I believe
everything.
In every conspiracy theory ever just whispered. So in our sick fucking minds, we're like, yo, if you ever ran into an alien and they try to get at you willingly, would you have sex with an alien? Carla went off.
Well, I mentioned many theories. For example, my first one, what if aliens have multiple titties? Then you'd have a lot of titties in your face. Like, can you imagine, like, you can motorboat the titties, you right. can titty fuck the titties, you can motorboat the titties and titty fuck the titties at the same time.
It would be like a carousel. You just stand there like the horse going around, you just be titties.
Oh my God.
That sounds painful.
Or lots of
maybe
dicks.
Maybe if they're big.
Lots of dicks.
Oh my God. God, what
I
in
was
your mouth?
Scared. I was scared. I said I would not, because how do we know that their version of sex isn't like an exploding dick? And that terrifies me. And then Carla, you said.
I said, well, what if when their dick explodes, their cum is acidic, burns your vagina?
Oh my God.
Jesus.
And then
no.
And my mind went to, like, what if you stick your dick in them and then, like, your dick is actually going into this, like, vortex and your dick gets sucked
off
of
your body altogether.
Literally a black hole.
Oh, my God.
What if this? It's the most amazing sex ever? You're, like,
wow.
different levels of euphoria having
it. I don't know,
it.
Man.
And then it
wow.
ruins sex with humans afterwards. You're just like, oh, damn
it. It's a lose all around.
That V is like, fuck it. Let's go to Uranus or Neptune or whatever. Let's do
you
it.
Just said, let's go to Uranus.
Let's do it.
My kind of death.
Your kind of abduction.
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't that be ideal for your niche to abduct you and then take it to your
absolutely.
Uranus. Love it. Take it.
I feel like aliens are slimy. Like, they just look like their skins are slimy. So they're already lubed.
They're ready.
But see, we're assuming that we know what aliens look like. You just said they look like they're slimy. But do they?
Are they?
Are they?
I just go by what people have said that they were. Like, that movie you guys got to watch, Fire in the Sky, based out of here in Arizona. The guy that gets abducted and dropped-backed off. And I heard he still lives up here.
Yeah,
and that movie's fucking crazy. That is so crazy.
Did you say it was called Fire in the Sky?
Yeah.
Did he have sex with an alien?
I think they probed him and the whole thing, man.
What?
What is the point of probing a person? Do they, like, take
for
your
pleasure.
DNA and, like...
What does that mean, probing a person?
I think the understanding, at least from what I've gathered, is they put a utensil up your butt.
Well, depending on what kind of utensil, it can be a very good time.
Right, but like, why are they
probe
like,
me?
I'm down to get abducted.
You're
just steady.
Only if it comes with a probe.
If it comes, period. But
only if you come.
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm looking at pictures of Fire in the Sky. This shit looks fucking terrifying. What the fuck?
It's a crazy movie.
Oh no.
No, that's not
See,
even the worst.
That's
part
what
of
you
that
asked
shit.
For.
Oh. No, I saw that. The guy looks like he's in a condom, actually. That
yeah.
looks terrible.
It's safe. Are you saying condoms are bad? Hashtag
wow.
no safe sex. Hashtag STDs.
Wow.
That's your life, not mine. But I personally do not want my entire body in a condom. There's just maybe one or two parts. Well, three parts. Well,
maybe that's how aliens have sex.
A whole body that goes into an orifice? Orifice? Yes.
What if they bring orifice? A whole new meaning to, I want to be inside you?
Oh, oh my God!
No, I can't. I refuse. But I mean, like, so you talked about five tits. If there was five dicks in my face, I feel like I'd probably sit there and I would just be confused about, like, damn, which one do I want? I'm like, I don't know, that
it
one.
It sounds like too much work one, to me.
Yeah.
Nah.
Last night, I uploaded this meme of, you know how some guys can make their dick move a little bit when it's hard?
Oh, the girl.
The little twitch. What if all the dicks are in your face and they're all twitching?
Oh, my God. And then how do you decide which one you want to go with?
So you want to go with me? Or do you want to go with me?
What if they're talking dicks?
All of this just sounds bad to me. No one has sold me on alien sex.
I mean, if you could talk to a dick, I think that would be really interesting to find out what it has to say. Yeah!
Or a vag. If a vag talk back to you.
Well, okay, if your dick could talk, what would it sound like?
I am so lonely.
Aww.
I am so lonely.
Poor guy.
All right, Gina, your vagina talks for the first time. What does it say?
What does it say?
Let me tell you.
Yeah! Bryce's dick, let me tell you.
Yes.
Keep that thing away.
Joey, your peen talks for the first time?
I am so lonely.
Oh! Dang.
Amber.
It's kind of, me and you are very similar, Anish.
In that situation,
when you get married, it's just sort of like, all right, she's kind of tired. I get it, but.
Wow, so I guess I don't know what to look forward to. I don't know. Carla, what would your vagina say?
Oh, nice.
My vagina would probably be like, give me a break, girl.
You are busy enough. Calm down.
Wow, okay, well, I mean, clearly, so the dicks are all alone and the vaginas are just like, leave me alone. That's,
it makes sense, right?
Yeah, I guess that does kind of make a lot of sense.
Bury that.
Damn. Whoa. Okay, well, again, I'm just gonna say what I said once and I'm gonna say it again. You can abduct me, you guys. I'm a little lonely.
You're about it.
I'm about it.
So we all believe in aliens, though?
Absolutely. Do you know how big everything is? I don't even know what to call it at this point. There's so many universes. Space, we'll just call it that. Space is insanely large. We are tiny.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy to think about. Like, yes, there are other beings, but there are also ourselves and other, like, dimensions and parallel universes.
Oh, my God.
So it's like there's, like, 1,000 Anishas living 1,000 different realities.
And one of them is skinny, and I want to kill that bitch.
And one of them is drowning in dick.
Oh, yeah, drowning.
And I want to kill that bitch. Actually, I want to kill that bitch and then just pretend to be that bitch so I can live in that bitch's life.
What if you're that bitch, though? What if they're all jealous of you?
The most dick
I'm the one that's drowning it. Like, you're I'm in the like version that has the most dicks?
Yeah.
Then you feel sorry for those other bitches.
Yeah,
you're the best version of yourself.
Oh, God, I am so sorry to all the other Anishas out there. Goddamn. God, that is awful.
You know what? The government's hiding so much shit, and we all know that. Like, what's the stuff we have? Like, we've heard about aliens. We've heard about, you know, conspiracy theories of assassination of John F. Kennedy. We've heard of this stuff, and we can, you know, 9/11. What's the stuff we don't know nothing about that, thank God, that Americans or even humans know about this? Because if they did, they're going to lose their mind.
Time travel.
Yeah, we talked about that, right?
Did we?
Yeah. Well, you talked about it a few weeks about time travel, that you believed in it.
Yeah, because it was that one, I think it was a conspiracy theory that I was trying to explain, but I like couldn't figure out how to get it out because I didn't have like the exact like information, because I read it on a Twitter thread once where it's like, Donald Trump is actually just like a
I know what you're talking about. Yes.
If I find it, I'll like post a swipe up link, but I really have to go digging deep in the internet for that one.
So you believe in time travel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else?
I mean, I believe in time travel 1,000%, and I believe that it's used, but I also believe that there's a lot of stuff that I believe, but I think underneath like the surface of the earth, I think there is like a whole other world like underneath us, and that there is some whole society that's happening down there.
What do you mean down there, like in the ocean or like the nucleus of the?
I don't know if I would say it's at like the center of the earth, but like if you go, like, I think you did Y'all Know one time where like if you dug a hole and you dropped in there, like how long would it take for you to get to China or whatever? Mm-hmm. technically, I don't even think you would get to China. I think you would fall down like halfway through, mm-hmm. and then you'd be like, wait a minute, where am I? And there'd be all these advanced human beings that'd be like, get him. He's not supposed to be here yet. We still got 2,000 more years until we're supposed to release this stuff.
Wow.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I see. I do think there's a secret society in the ocean.
In the ocean?
Yes.
Oh, there's definitely a lot we don't know about that place. That place is freaky.
I feel like government has these underwater like labs and shit in there still studying shit, but there's so much crazy dinosaur prehistoric shit floating around and swimming mm-hmm. around that they can't allow us to hear about that.
Mm-hmm. Not just in the ocean, but think about like fucking Antarctica.
Uh-huh. Talk about it.
I mean, shit's melting, but the stuff that remains, like there's probably some secret labs, some things we don't know about, like even in plain sight probably.
I think some crazy physics genius somewhere figured out that none of this is real. It's all a simulation and they can't let us know or we would go crazy.
Oh my God. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Like, what was that movie, The Truman Show?
The Truman Show.
Like, I thought that was real as fuck. Like, we're
that
all
could
living
be
in
real
some...
as fuck. Are y'all familiar with The Truman Show? I'm Jim not. Carrey. Mm-mm. Where basically it's a movie where me and Anish talked about this. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
this is going
yes.
to happen. Where they took a baby, he's born, and his whole life is a reality show. But he doesn't know that the whole world is looking at him grow up. So his parents are actors. Everything is like a back lot in Burbank Studios, I think, in Hollywood. And he lives in this bubble. Like, it's like a city long, like, it would be
it's
called
like a dome. I would say like that, yeah. Because eventually in the movie, he gets to the end and he's like, holy shit, this isn't the sky anymore. What is, this is a wall.
Yeah, he's like in his 30s, so he found out the wife he married and everything was an actress.
Everything
was fake.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's called The Truman Show.
Yeah.
Check it out.
That's insane.
It freaked me out a lot. Like, a lot. Well, and also speaking of movies, I also believe that there are, like, I have seen like all the superhero movies that have come out and they have all of those different like abilities and stuff. I don't know if it's like a superhero per se, but I think that there are quote unquote human beings that have like extra special like abilities and they are being held in like a specific area and they are being documented and studied or they're just being like quarantined to a certain
like
area.
Like 11 in Stranger Things?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I was searching Did Y'all Knows and I saw this one about there's a group of people, they just live on boats and they live predominantly near the Philippines, that they just live on boats and it's the way of their tribe, whatever, and they fish. They go under and fish for their food and they could hold their breath for like 15 to 20 minutes.
What the
that's
fuck?
That's insane.
That is like weird to me. That is like you said, that's kind of like a super...
Well, wait a minute. So there's this whole... Oh God, I wish my husband was here because he knows this person's name and everything about him, but there's a guy who can train people to be in the coldest conditions with like no clothing and survive.
What?
He can make your pulse stop. So if someone were to check your pulse, they'd think you were dead, but you're actually alive. And after you've gone through this training, after you get bit, I think it's by a rattlesnake, your body can fight the venom and you don't need an anti-venom. And that's like some of the deadliest shit in the world. He has trained multiple people to do this. So again, going back to that whole mind-body connection thing, like when you really tap into the power of your brain and mm-hmm. how much it really does control the entire system, it's insane. So this holding your breath thing, I mean, obviously it's real because mm-hmm. these people exist, but mm-hmm. I believe it, and that's crazy. Like, your body's capable of so much.
I believe in that. That's why, you know, when I was suffering from anxiety a few years ago, I went to doctors and stuff like that. They truly say it's mind over matter.
It's insane.
And they tell me the two best things that I did. They're like, okay, what relaxes you? What gets your mind off stress and everything? I go, my kids. As soon as you feel like when coming on, get with your kids. Go play with your kids. Mm-hmm. Why don't you do that? It's like, I'm scared that they're going to see dad pass out or something. They're like, no, go play with your kids. Or at the very least, if you can't get to them, FaceTime your kids. I started doing that shit. My anxiety started disappearing. Mm-hmm. So anytime I get a little anxious, I go hang out with my kids, mainly Cruz and Gia. And I'm like, holy shit. That works.
Yeah, JoJo, you don't work anymore.
JoJo's like, yeah, Dad, stop fucking freaking out.
Oh, bro. My God.
He's like, I'm trying to play my Fortnite, so if you can just get out of here.
Yeah, I do believe in that mind over matter
it's
shit.
It's insane.
Yeah. Well, have you ever pretended to be sick when you were younger to get out of school? And then you get sick, really?
Yes.
You convince yourself, well, you're trying to act and convince your parents that you're sick, that you really get sick?
Mm-hmm. And I tell my husband this all the time because he's really bad with the second he feels even a little bit sick, he'll repeat it over and over. I don't feel well. I don't feel well. I don't feel well. And I'm just like, it's going to get worse. Like,
yeah.
Because if you do the opposite, I really do think that a lot of the times it helps you get better. And not like, obviously you can't pretend like you're not sick. You do have to take care of yourself and rest. But I think the constant reminder of reminding yourself and reminding yourself, it like breaks you down more. It's crazy.
No, it's totally true. Whenever, like, I think it was last week, I, like, left the studio twice because I had to cough a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was like, no, don't get sick. Like, every time I felt the cough coming, I'd just be like, fuck it, we ball. Cough it out and then come back and then be fine. And now I'm totally cool with it. But right now that I'm thinking about it, when you go under, like, for a surgery,
and
you're under anesthesia, you're basically just asleep, right? Like, a really deep sleep.
I'm pretty certain.
Right?
Yeah, it's a controlled sleep.
So basically, like, it really is mind over matter. Like, your brain is asleep, so it can't tell you that anything hurts. And they're fucking cutting you open and shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Like, that's a really good
point. It really is.
No, it is.
That's why that little girl that we talked about, I think, Joey, you said it in a Did Y'all Know, the missing sixth chromosome, she feels no pain. Little bitch got dragged down the street.
Why she gotta be a little
and
bitch?
And she was okay, though.
She felt fine.
She walked away from that. She was dragged by a car for 30 meters.
Well, I don't know
she
was how long okay. that is.
Got up like nothing.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like when you have a kid, and if you see a kid and they fall, if you react like, they start crying and reacting. But if you're like, oh, come over here, they get up and fine.
Yeah. You know what's so weird is as a new parent, I am very proud because I'm very much nonchalant when Mae falls. And now she falls and hits her head, obviously not to the point where it's serious. She won't cry. She won't wince. She just gets up from it. And I'm like, that's my girl. I'm so proud of her for it. Like, she won't wig out. And I've had to tell some people in my life, mom, you can't wig out when Maeve gets hurt. Look, if you want to raise whoever you're raising, that's fine. This is my daughter. And when she falls on your tile and bonks her head, you're going to act like nothing happened if she's okay. Mm-hmm. And
it's a mental reaction to your child looking at you. If you freak out, they're going to freak out.
Yeah, I just look at her back.
Yeah.
At the most,
I'll say, you're fine. Get up. Let's go.
Are you okay?
But that's the same with adults. Have you seen those people that get like shanked or like they get something stuck in their head? And you like them?
No, I have not looked at those videos.
Hear me out. And no, like in movies and shit. And the person will have like a stick coming out of their head and they'll look at you and be like, what's going on? Is everything okay? And you'll look at them and the minute you freak out and let them know that they're bleeding, they start freaking out.
Right. Now I hear what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you freak out because someone else is freaking out. If everyone else is calm, then you're most likely be calm. Yeah.
Exactly. If you ever get shanked, Carla, I promise I won't freak out.
Just be like, hey, don't sit this way.
Like, damn, bitch, you got a headache?
Like, Carla, come with me. We're going to go see someone, and I'll just take you to the doctor.
Yeah. I've got a special friend I want to introduce you to.
It's a fucking alien. With six dicks.
Oh, my God.
And five titties.
Oh, my gosh.
Head for head. Wow.
Would you love that?
I don't know, maybe.
Wait, would you rather have sex with a female alien or a male alien? A male alien with six dicks or a female, fine female alien with two vaginas and three boobs?
Ooh. Is the male alien ugly or?
Well, I think they're both not that attractive because they're aliens.
Well, you don't know that aliens could be fine as fuck.
Like avatars, fine as fuck.
I'm available.
Carla wants an avatar.
I want an avatar.
You gotta answer.
I think I'd probably go. I'd probably go with a girl because I'd just be afraid.
What?
That, no, hear me out. I'd be afraid that the alien male peen would be very large, larger than I can handle.
Oh, that's true.
So at least with the boobie, that could just.
You know, you can handle a boobie.
I can handle a boobie. I can handle three boobies.
You don't think that all six dicks are going to be the same big size, right? It's probably going to be like, you know, small to large.
What if they grow? That'd be amazing.
Right?
Pick your preference.
Yeah. Are you a shower or a grower?
I can do it all, baby.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and you could be like, what, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday?
What if it was a customizable peen?
I was just thinking that.
And you could alter it however you wanted.
That's length
some
and
alien
girth?
Shit I would like. Yes.
Okay, so what would be the length and girth then? It's like, this is perfect.
I would want it to be one of those things where like once it's inside me, it expands inside me.
Inside, gotcha.
Like one of those water things you put in water and they get bigger.
Like it just starts filling me up until I'm like, this right here, boy.
Right here. Take me to your planet.
Oh my God, Carla.
You're like, I'm not going back to Earth now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going back to Venus with this penis.
Hey!
Hey! Ay, ay, ay.
We are out of pocket.
Oh, yeah, what the hell? Where do we go today?
Aliens.
Duh.
We started and we end it, and we're going to end the podcast right now. It's about 20 minutes in. That was fun. All right, so we're looking for, I'm so excited about the 50th podcast.
Yes.
So what we're going to do right after this, start planning a venue, right? We need a venue. Mm-hmm. We'll probably need like problem owners. Like we'll each have like a job to do us for of like, okay, someone's get the venue, someone contact Morning Messenger, someone do the post. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to start working on that. The 50th episode, I think Gina figured out it's going to be around October 25th.
If we don't miss a single podcast, which okay. we won't, we're committing right now.
Yes,
we're not going to miss any. Then yes, October 25th.
Which falls on a...
Friday.
Wow.
Perfection.
How perfect is that?
Wow.
Okay. All right. October 25th, mark it down. If you want to attend, come through. I know it's going to be based on us literally not planning anything, just showing up because you guys are going to be giving us the content.
Yes.
You guys, any questions you've ever wanted to know about Anish, myself, Joey, Gina, Carla, The Morning Mess, or anything you want us to talk about, we'll probably do something like write your question in a bowl or something and we'll just go off that.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
it'll be hour and a half.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Hour and a half podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. We should have it at a food spot.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So we can
yes.
eat.
Yes. I think I have a if I can be the problem owner of the venue, I think I got an owner where I can talk to them and, you know, they could serve some food and stuff like that.
Really?
Nice.
Yes.
I have two ideas.
Perfect. Oh, that's going to be dope. The aftermath. And maybe we do it every 50 episodes. Maybe we do one. Maybe like we'll do 50, then we'll do 100. We're brainstorming. This is the podcast is freestyle.
200.
Yeah.
And then 250.
But then for the 500th one, we got to do something super, super, super big.
Venus.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
With the penis.
Hello.
Oh, please. Thank you. God, finally.
Hey, y'all, have a great weekend. We're going to be back with the podcast Monday. I know people. You know, last weekend, I got people, or 2 weekends ago, people were upset we were doing the podcast on the weekends. It was the craziest thing.
Oh, they want us to go Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, they were like, where's today?
Oh,
like,
honey.
It's Saturday.
Let me tell you something. We work our asses off. But
no.
Yeah.
Bitch, I am not coming in here on a Saturday and a Sunday to do this podcast. I love you. I love you so much, but no. I'm trying to live a life.
Monday, we will be back. The aftermath. Have a blessed one, and 5:30 to 10 a.m. live 101.5, the Valley's number one morning show. Damn it, number one rated morning mess, bitch.
That's motherfucking right, bitch. We'll see you then. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.